From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Melissa Block. Here's the latest on the situation in Cuba. The Communist Party there says it will stay in control, no matter what happens to Fidel Castro. The 79-year-old leader is still in the hospital, recovering from intestinal surgery. His younger brother, Raul, has taken over his duties temporarily.
Fidel Castro has been something of a mentor to Venezuelan President Hugo Chavez. Venezuela is now providing the Caribbean island nation with cheap oil. And Venezuela is also absorbing a large portion of Cuba's underemployed skilled workers, including doctors. From Caracas, NPR's Julie McCarthy reports on how the relationship may evolve in a post-Castro era.
2 weeks ago, an otherwise dull regional trade summit got a sudden injection of glamour with the surprise arrival of the 79-year-old Fidel Castro. The Cuban leader teased Venezuela's 55-year-old President Chavez, whose speeches can be as long as Fidel's. The exchange began when Chavez kidded Argentina's President Néstor Kirchner.
Lamentablemente para ti me toca hablar a mí ahora.
Unfortunately for you, it's my turn to talk, Chavez says. Chavez then sees Castro scrutinizing him and asks, "Why are you looking at me like that?" Hugo, I'm listening to you like I was your student, Castro says. Since Chavez took office, Venezuela and Cuba have developed especially close bonds. Robert Batome edits the Venezuela magazine Ven Economía. Batome says it was Chavez who revived Cuba at a time when Castro was being written off as irrelevant.
Much more than resurrecting his image, you resurrected his whole project. If you think of Castro as a dictator who was trying to impose his version of communism on the South American continent, Chavez has certainly given new life to that project.
According to the Cuba Transition Project at the University of Miami, Venezuela is supplying Cuba approximately 100,000 barrels of crude oil and refined products a day under very advantageous terms. The oil is to be repaid over a 15-year period with an annual interest rate of 2%. It's estimated that Cuba's unpaid balance for oil now exceeds $2 billion. But what happens to that relationship in a post-Fidel Cuba? Américo Martín is the author of a new work titled The Succession of Castro, An Open Wound. The lawyer and former communist believes that despite Chavez's best efforts to maintain the status quo, strains are inevitable.
Nunca podrá lograr.
He'll never be able to do what he did with Fidel, he says, because they both uniquely tried to solve their problems in their own countries within the framework of an international confrontation with the United States. Martín believes that as the heir apparent, Castro's brother Raúl can be expected to open up the country in much the way China has opened up, promoting capitalism, but under the tight control of the Communist Party. He calls Raúl pragmatic, but lacking in the charisma that marks Fidel. Martín says Fidel could hold back the tide of reform with the weight of his personality. And subsidies from Venezuela, Martín says, won't begin to make up for the loss of Fidel's towering persona.
Le va a ser muy difícil.
There will be pressure for Cuba to open up, and it's going to be difficult for Chavez to slow that pressure down, he says. But Robert Batome expects Raul Castro to resist the pressure to reform, either economically or politically.
There's very little that of what we do know that would suggest that he's a Democrat.
Venezuelans are following Castro's health closely.
En solidaridad con nuestro hermano pueblo cubano.
State television is running spots wishing him a speedy recovery. And on the streets, bookseller José Manuel Casas, like many of his countrymen, expresses sympathy for the ailing Castro, saying he cared about the poor. But Casas had no such sentiment for the one-party rule that has kept Castro in power. There are no alternatives over in Cuba, Casas says. In fact, a couple of days ago, Castro delegated power as if he were a king. And he says, that's a mistake. Julie McCarthy, NPR News, Caracas.